Hello, friend, and welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler, your aforementioned Spooky Chris. Hello. I am an author, a podcaster, obviously, movie reviewer, general ne'er-do-well. You can find all my stuff at spookychris.com. I thank you for joining me today. I thought I'd just dive into a small topic to talk about for a few minutes. Just something, you know, something light and airy like cryptids and UFOs. I don't know. I thought it'd be fun to talk for a few minutes about kind of the idea of cryptids and UFOs and the supernatural and all of that stuff. It's a obviously huge topic, but it's not something that you really want to hear someone ramble on about solo for too long, unless you have, like, the person has, like, these great, crazy stories or investigations, and I don't really. I have ghost stories for sure, and I probably shared some here, there, and such, so I won't delve into them. There's still the hope that maybe me and my wife will one day do a podcast of spooky stuff someday, but, getting into the idea of the supernatural and cryptids and all that, because I don't know that you would say cryptids are supernatural, nor are UFOs. Let's be honest. The world is a more interesting place with the idea and the belief that there are cryptids like Bigfoot, Mothman, the Dog Man, Chupacabra, all of those, out roaming around the world. Much like it's better, you know, it's a much more interesting world to believe that there are ghosts and that there are aliens that visit the Earth. Especially when you look at, we live in very, very stressful times, and when you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to get a job, how you're going to save for the future, you know, all these huge, and that doesn't even get into social issues. You know, when you're dealing with all of that, you know, the notion that you can kind of let your mind wander and think about the what if is great. It's a great release. It's necessary. It's, I've talked about it before. We need magic in the world. Now, magic doesn't have to always be, you know, some kind of frou-frou thing that, you know, but you, someone has to be, well, but science says that that's not possible. You know, it doesn't necessitate that. Because it doesn't always mean that we're sitting here planning our futures around when, you know, Bigfoot is going to take our jobs or an extraterrestrial or someone from, you know, the Phantom Realm. What it is it's kind of mulling about things. And I mean, really at its core, it's questioning things. And Lord knows we need a lot more questioning and a lot less accepting. Though, with that, there has to be a kind of line of demarcation where you kind of accept some things as true. The Earth is round, etc. You know, it's fun to play what if. It's fun to go down that road as a thought experiment and just to kind of, you know, What do I believe? What do I believe? But you also do have to be moored to kind of some sense of reality. But it is great. It's to talk about, like, was there Bigfoot? I remember doing a convention years ago, as a vendor, and I don't know why, like, I am not a terribly outgoing person. I'm a very withdrawn person. But I would make friends at conventions, at least for, you know, back in the day. And I was near this couple. he was an artist. Well, they're both artists. But he was there for a comic book or something. And she's gone on to be a very good tattoo artist. And he's gone on to, gosh, much, much bigger art things. Anyways, they were up from Indiana, and I befriended them. And we hung out for the whole weekend and this and that. And I remember them telling me a story about how they encountered Bigfoot. And they were in the Pacific Northwest and were driving along a highway. And they saw a large shape cross the road in front of them in the middle of the night. And they were like, they insisted, like, you know, that was Bigfoot. That was what that was. You know, and then you get to, I had a girlfriend who insisted that not far from where I live now, in a park, that she had been hanging out late at night and sitting on some swings, and she had seen Bigfoot. Now, were either of those real? I don't know. Were both of them, you know, made up? I don't know either one. I think the world's better with those stories in them. I think, in the vast history of humanity, could something akin to Bigfoot have existed? Sure. You know, there's the giant apes from the distant past that existed. You know, it could have been a holdover from something like that. But in my mind, I believe something probably, you know, whatever it is, if it was an offshoot of an ape or something, something's different, probably existed, and probably existed alongside of mankind, but mankind would have hunted it into extinction a long, long time ago. You know, that's just how we were. I don't think they would have existed in such great numbers that they couldn't have been just hunted down. For other things, you know, other cryptids, I think, you know, I wish cryptid existed. I really do. I think it'd be a much more interesting world. I think it'd be oddly more satisfying to know that your best high school friend was eaten by the Loch Ness Monster than getting killed in a drunk driving incident. You know, I wish these things existed. I think it's a yearning for us not to be alone, you know, much like the quest for religion is it's the idea of wanting something. You know, we humans, we love ourselves just desperately. We are a narcissistic race, but we loathe ourselves at the same time because we know we know the worst of ourselves. And so we're desperate just for something else to be out there. And that, you know, extraterrestrial or super terrestrial, as it were, you know, we cling to the idea of the dead. And I don't know where I stand on ghosts. I have experienced things I cannot explain. So I'm not going to go and say ghosts don't exist. But I can't tell you that, you know, they do exist. I think something exists, but I don't know what it is, because it's, you know, it's hard for an atheist, which I am, to say that, oh yeah, it's from the afterlife. Well, I don't believe in an afterlife, so I don't know what that means. But I think it's, you know, humans don't want to lose connection with people that meant something to us, and with cryptids and extraterrestrials, we want to believe there's something else out there. We want mystery. We don't want to believe we've solved every mystery, for one. But we also want to think there's something else out there. There's something to someone else, so that when we're calling into the dark, that we're not alone. And cryptids is kind of a fun thing, just kind of a like, ooh. Yeah, and there are things that we have not seen. I mean, we have not been to the bottom of the ocean. We have not been into the stars, like very deep. There are many mysteries for us to solve. And it's just that we as a human race cannot get out of each other's bedrooms or bathrooms, and we just obsess over one another, and we can't look to the sky or the deeps of the ocean unless it's something glimmering that we can possess and sell. Like, that's all we care about is that. And until that day comes, we're not really going to find anything else unless it wants to find us. So I'll always love stories of cryptids and supernatural and extraterrestrial stuff, like, you know, as fiction or as, you know, pseudo reality or whatever. It doesn't mean I buy into it, but I love the stories. I mean, I love watching the spooky YouTube show, channels and stuff that have, 100 scariest ghost encounters or, you know, something I saw in the woods, whatever. I think we need to keep looking and keep asking and keep wondering and hoping, because we have to take time to look away from our own feet sometimes and remind ourselves that this universe is bigger than this one planet and this one race and this one species. And, you know, I hope that the human race lives long enough to encounter more mysteries. We'll see. Frankly, we'll see. It's not looking good for us, folks. But that is to say, to believe what you believe on this stuff, enjoy that mystery and the question of what if, and you never know. I am, friends, your Spooky Chris. This was a brief little check-in. You can find all my stuff at spookychris.com. I have lots of interviews with some rad folks there. You can find the links to my books and everything else. I will talk to you soon, my friends.